Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, we're all aware of the glass ceiling when it comes to gender equality in management, but have you heard of the glass cliff? My next guest's latest book looks at the phenomenon. Her own career has been stellar. She's been an ex-global leader at Netflix and has held titles of COO and CFO in London advertising agencies. Great to welcome Sophie Williams, author of The Glass Cliff, to the show. Good morning, Sophie.
Good morning.
Now, tell me about this glass cliff. How do you actually define it?
So the glass cliff is a phenomenon, as you say, that was first discovered by two researchers called Michelle Ryan and Alex Haslam. And essentially what it is they looked at women's leadership prospects once they'd broken through the glass ceiling. And what they found was that women were more likely than not to be offered opportunities to lead in businesses that were already in some kind of moment of crisis. And that meant that these women, from the very starts of those appointments, were associated with failure through no fault of their own, and often before they've even begun.
Okay. Just let me, because I'm struggling slightly with this concept, and I'm going to put my cards on the table. Why would any business want to appoint anybody, male or female, who was going to fail? Because there's no upside for the owner of any business, the shareholders of any business, indeed the employees or customers of a business, if it fails.
Absolutely. So it's not really about hiring somebody to fail. It's about hiring somebody when a chance of failure is much higher. So what we see is that those businesses that are already experiencing a prolonged period of poor performance, be that reputational damage, be that a hit to share prices or profitability, when it comes time to appoint a new leader, they suddenly become much more likely to appoint a woman.
But why? Why is that, Sophia? And if I'm a leader, be I male or female, surely it's up to me to assess the probability, the likelihood of success or failure. In other words, if an underperforming business, it could actually be the greatest opportunity ever presented that one could go in and fix a wailing business. So I'm really, really struggling with the analogy that you're suggesting here.
Okay, well, let me help you to not struggle so much. The thing is, businesses need leaders, whether they're doing well or whether they're doing badly. So it's not a case of, do we need a leader? It's a case of who gets opportunities in different circumstances in different businesses. And so what we see is businesses seem to, or those people who make those high-level appointments, seem to have an expectation that women will have the necessary soft skills that are needed to re-engage and re-motivate a team that have gone through a difficult time. And so we see that up-valuation of soft skills coming into play when a business or an organisation has been in a moment of crisis. And there's an expectation that women are more likely to hold soft skills. And so they find themselves being given these opportunities when things are going badly.
And who's telling us all this?
Now, of course, there are absolutely times we can go into a difficult position, a difficult appointment, and turn that into a success story. And we do see examples of people of any gender doing that. But what we see often when women are appointed to these positions is because they've historically been underrepresented, they don't meet our expectations of what a leader looks like. They don't meet what researchers call think manager, think male. And so we get this new phenomenon, which is called think crisis, think female. So even if you've been brought in and you have all of the skills in the world, your chances of success are less likely just by virtue of being brought in during a difficulty. But what we also see during these difficulties is that large swathes of teams are so used to this idealized image of a male leader that when they get someone who doesn't meet that image, they self-report disinvesting from that leader.
Who's saying all this, Sophie? Who's telling us all this?
20 years of research from the University of Exeter, from the University of Michigan, from the University of Utah, off the top of my head. But there was 20 years of research from around the world about this phenomenon.
Right. And is there ever a danger then that if we're looking to meet gender quotas and that a woman might be appointed for the wrong reasons? Has that come across in any of the research?
Well, because what I'm saying about this expectation of soft skills rather than the expectation of transformational change, we often find these women who might have the ability to make transformational change being brought in, but we also see that women, on the whole, are 24% more likely to be fired from these senior leadership roles than their male counterparts. And we also see that they have significantly shorter tenures in the role. And so that means that they are not given the they're not given the support often that they need in role to be success. Well, because even the most successful leader, even the most fantastic, phenomenal leader, is never going to make wholesale transformational change on their own. They need to be able to rely on their teams. And if their teams have not only disinvested from that, but are willing to self-report having disinvested, then she can't rely on that team that she needs to be part of that transformational change journey. And again, that doesn't make it impossible, but it does mean that we're setting up these people with a lower likelihood of success. And these likelihoods is what we're talking about. We're never talking black and white. We're never talking, you know, possible or impossible. We're talking about what's likely.
Okay. Well, I've been in business for over 40 years. My first three bosses were all women who I had the most profound respect and admiration for. I went on to employ 600 odd people, most of whom were women. And I have to say, I'm struggling with the concept that, you know, women are being set up to fail in leadership. It's not my experience out there in the real world.
Really glad to hear that that's not your experience, but that doesn't negate 20 years of global research. I'm glad that we do have these examples. And, you know, we can point to lots of examples of successful female leadership, but that doesn't negate what the research and the studies have shown.
All right, we'll leave it there. Sophie Williams, author of The Glass Cliff, thank you for joining me this morning.
Thanks so much.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.